Welcome to the Learning Forums podcast, sponsored by Distress and Crisis Ontario. Learning Forums offers programs specifically designed for DCO member organizations. This podcast is meant to inform, educate, and support your work. Enjoy the program, and we welcome your comments and feedback at learningforums.ca/contact with the subject podcast. Welcome to the Learning Forums podcast, sponsored by Distress and Crisis Ontario. Learning Forums offers programs specifically designed for DCO member organizations. The podcast is meant to inform, educate, and support your work. Enjoy the program, and we welcome your comments and feedback at learningforums.ca/contact with the subject line, podcast.
Hi there. My name is Brenda, and welcome to this week's episode. I am currently a BSW student completing my placement at Distress and Crisis Ontario, and I'll be your host for this week. In this episode on gratitude, I will be interviewing Dr. Denise Marigold, who is currently an associate professor of social psychology at the University of Waterloo. Stay tuned to find out how gratitude plays an essential role in our relationships, well-being, and how it can help us out, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic. Enjoy. Hi, Dr. Marigold. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to answer my questions on gratitude. But before we start, can you please tell us about yourself and the work that you do?
I'm a social psychologist by training, and my research specializes in relationships. So I'm a professor and also chair of the Social Development Studies Department at Renison. And there I teach courses in positive psychology as well as courses in relationships. And particularly lately, my research is on social support.
Awesome. That's so cool. So what is your definition of gratitude?
Well, I think you can think of gratitude in a couple of different ways. Mm-hmm. One is a feeling of appreciation for something positive in your life. And that could be very general. You know, you're grateful for your health, your family, for having meaningful work, things like that. And another way you can think of it is gratitude towards a particular person. And this tends to emerge when you receive a positive outcome from someone who has behaved in a way that was maybe costly to them and valuable to you. And so, like say, for example, someone dropped off some food for you when you were sick and couldn't go out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so what are the benefits of expressing gratitude in relationships on our own mental health and well-being, whether it's with a partner, family, friends, or coworkers?
Well, you probably know that, you know, when you're in a bad mood, everything can seem a lot more negative, and suddenly mm-hmm. everything is a problem. And conversely, when we kind of consciously orient ourselves towards more positive things, that can have kind of a snowball effect as well. So mm-hmm. if we're sort of thinking more positively about our own lives, we start to see and experience more positive things around us, including in our relationship partners. In terms of our own well-being, we know that gratitude is associated with greater life satisfaction, mm-hmm. optimism, more positive emotions, and fewer negative emotions. So that's, mm-hmm. you know, when we have a kind of orientation towards gratitude in general. And in relationships in particular, when we show gratitude for a partner's behavior towards us, that mm-hmm. increases relationship quality for both partners. So if I'm feeling grateful towards my partner, not only do I feel better about the relationship, my partner feels better about the relationship as well.
Cool. That leads into my next question of why is expressing gratitude important in relationships? So you mentioned that it increases the relationship quality. Are there other benefits to it?
Yeah, well, I think it's something that we maybe don't often do as much as we can. You know, we tend to orient more towards things that are threatening. Like, we're looking around, is something happening in our relationship that needs to change? Or what don't we have that we could have? And so, you know, even just sort of stable but positive experiences don't always get as much attention. But I think, you know, in relationships, people really need to hear that from their partner, that gratitude, and that they're appreciated and valued. Those are kind of the most important things in relationships, making us feel, close to our partner. Mm-hmm. I think especially during the kind of pandemic times, yeah. It's been easy if you're living with a partner and you know, kind of stuck at home. It's been a little easier for people to focus on a partner's habit or behavior that might annoy or frustrate you. Mm-hmm. You know, so again, it's sort of making that conscious switch to reminding ourselves of the things we're grateful for in our partner. I think also the studies have shown that when you receive gratitude from someone in a relationship, you know, you feel more valued by that person, and it not only makes you more inclined to want to then, you know, do nice things for that person, mm-hmm. but for other people as well. So it has this kind of larger effect outside our own relationship. When we feel we're appreciated and people are grateful for us, we're more inclined to want to behave pro-socially towards others.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool. And then also, how can we cultivate gratitude within our relationships?
Well, it's really a practice. You know, it's, mm-hmm. it's taking the time to think about and share things you're grateful for, you know, maybe some kind of, you know, dinner ritual or nightly ritual. But also important, you know, to make it genuine. I think people can pick up on if there's a sense of, you know, feeling like they have to or they owe you some kind of expression of gratitude. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean as much. So thinking about taking the time, but also making sure you're feeling kind of authentic about it. I think also people tend to underestimate the effects of gratitude or mm-hmm. showing gratitude.
Yeah.
And so there's been some studies where people have been asked to write like a letter of gratitude to someone who's important to them. And then they actually look at how those people respond to receiving a letter of gratitude. And what they find is that the people who are sending the letters tend to underestimate how positively it will be received. Mm-hmm. And they also tend to sort of assume that it's going to be actually awkward, more awkward than it actually is. So people are often reluctant to express that gratitude to the people that are important to them. Mm-hmm. But when you look at how people receive that kind of expression of gratitude, mm-hmm. you know, they're always like much more positive and less uncomfortable with it than people might assume.
Okay. Thank you so much for shedding light on that. Gratitude is something that I never really realized how big of a positive impact it can have in our lives, but it's been very helpful to learn all these positive effects it has. Is there anything you would like to add that we did not touch on?
Yeah, the one thing I thought about was, you know, some researchers have talked about potentially downsides of gratitude or more like a caution of how and where you use it. And so one of those is the idea that more is not always better. So if you kind of force yourself, okay, I'm going to do this daily practice, I'm going to think of 20 things I'm grateful for. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe that's too much. If it's something that you find yourself really struggling to come up with so many examples of, that's actually going to make you feel worse rather than better. I also think sometimes people use gratitude as a way of trying to avoid dealing with problems or realizing or thinking about how serious problems are. So, you know, if they're having a really tough time in their job or in a relationship, they might try and think, oh, I should just be grateful that I have a job or grateful that I have a relationship. And that may be true, but then you also need to sort of balance that with, well, you know, how am I being treated in this situation? And do I really need to sort of go beyond feeling grateful and think about, okay, is this actually fair to me? You know, what else should I be seeking out?
That is very true. I didn't even think of it like that, because it is also important to realize the reality that you're living in and just be honest with what's going on in your surroundings.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to answer my questions and for shedding more light on the topic of gratitude.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks. Have a great rest of the day.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Bye.